What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're
going
to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
The base part of the banana. Here we go. Another week is upon us. Did you see it on social media, or did you hear about it another way?
That it's Monday? Well, that's not surprising. None of that drama unfolded on my timeline, on any of my social channels.
My notebook cover has officially ripped off.
You held that up on Friday, and it looked...
It was late.
It was not going to make it much further, I didn't think.
I took the notebook to a doctor, and the doctor just wanted to make the notebook very comfortable.
Right.
Over the weekend,
end of life notebook.
It was bad. Yeah. I like the page I'm open to though. Crunchy Frosted Loops. It's a cereal page.
Mm-hmm.
That's another. The base part of the banana, crackling loops. Here we go. You have the injury list up.
I do. Yeah.
Have you yet ranked these injuries by your opinion of their importance?
No, I have not. I feel like it's so early that I'm not prepared to be really alarmed about any of it except, Did I rank? No, I didn't rank all of them, but I'm...
You got to put the receivers up here.
I'm somewhere between troubled and deeply troubled about Samuel and Kincaid showing up on there.
Here we go.
Kincaid, especially with a recurrence of what was troubling him so much last year. Samuel, I think, is a different thing, but it's still a problem. He couldn't get through the summer healthy last year. It was a toe. Hamstring, I don't know how long that'll linger. But Kincaid, knee soreness.
Samuel is hamstring?
Yeah.
I think that's my least favorite summer injury to hear about. You know, just like...
Yeah.
Bishel Tootin, my most owned player in fantasy, has a hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
issue, injury, nuisance,
concern,
right. Whatever it is. And I mean, Samuel was a toe injury, but you know, Gabe Davis 2 years ago, sometimes it just kind of feels like it doesn't go away.
Right.
And you know, you need it to go away. I think the word soreness appears all over this list.
Yeah, that's what Kincaid is, knee soreness.
And that makes me think that the Bills are just being cautious.
Sure.
Because if you have, I think it sort of fits with the times. Like if you have anything right now, you can skip.
Mm-hmm.
We want, it's still July. We really don't need you to push if anything at all is bothering you. So I want to, I don't know what pelvic soreness means for the kicker, but like any sort of, I don't think I want to know. Any sort of soreness.
Doesn't sound good.
It's just like, you know what? You need a day, take a day. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
Right.
Right? Because it doesn't have to be anything. Hamstring, if a guy's got like a strain already, then, did I say it right? Strain?
Yes.
Then who knows? Like that can be, soft tissue stuff would scare me a little bit. But your knee is sore.
Yeah. There are nine guys listed here. Four of them are hamstring. And that doesn't include more.
General soreness. It's
just general soreness. So, okay. But Kincaid, knee soreness.
Like if you're thinking, what's up with that? I think that's fair. You know, you can actually wonder, like, why are we, we haven't had pads on yet. And we had a day off.
Right. Today was that day.
Why are we generally sore? But I just think teams, you know, this team is smart if it wants to just be super careful. It's such a different sports world now. Because you and I were in this room at a time when that would have been like anathema. Like that would have been, you got to get on the field. And players knew that.
Right.
They knew that they had to be out there to, even like the veterans, to make, you know, an example of it. To show that, you know, to lead.
Yeah, I'd love to know how those conversations would have gone in 1999 or 2000 or whatever.
What do you mean sore?
So, yeah, I mean, do you have an injury? No. Just, you know, my legs feel a little tired.
What?
Why?
You wouldn't even want to admit it.
What's that stuff Shaq uses? Rub some of that on there and like, let's go.
Icy hot.
let's just get it together.
Is that right?
I think that's right. Let's slap a sleeve on there, maybe pack it with Icy Hot, and like, go get them. Go do your thing.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think players 2 decades ago, if not more recent than that, would have just never even copped to anything like that. You just got to get back out there because it would be a joke if you said that.
Yeah.
And now I think they all know that how it works, you know? They all know how it works. And anything that isn't right this early on, I think players now know that they can and should, are encouraged to sit out.
Especially if you're a player who there isn't any real question. The only question about you playing regular snaps, starting snaps, is whether you're healthy or not, right? There are guys here. Shavers isn't in that group. Prather is not in that group. Even Dorian Williams is in that group. The rest of these guys are all Moore might be the one who's maybe most vulnerable, I would say, to missing time and having it be a problem.
And Chenault, but yes.
Sure. Yeah, he's not on the list because he was back today. I'm looking at today's list. So, but yeah, no, same thing. Like, that's a guy to me, like, I don't know if Zach Davidson's knees felt exactly the same as Dalton Kincaid's knees. I'll bet he's finding a way to go out there and practice. Because I think anyway, I mean, I don't want to make assumptions. And this is not, I'm not being harsh toward the guys who are sitting out. I'm merely sort of backing up the point that they're just being careful. And as a player, you can be a lot more liberal with how careful you are about that sort of stuff if your position on the team is pretty solidified. If you're not, then it gets a little dicey to me. Like, you know, you might want to get out there because you just feel like you're going to lose your place in the line if you don't keep going.
Right. That is how it is. I told you I've been reading these baseball books, and one is Ball 4. Now, this is written in the late 60s, but still, you can understand the Jim Bouton is the author. He's a pitcher on the team, and he writes about how you really just, there's no right move if you're not 100%. Because if you complain about your shoulder or something, then, I mean, they could just cut you. You didn't have any leverage back then financially or anything. So they could just cut you or just you would be – you wouldn't pitch. And how can you impress if you can't pitch? So, yeah, I think that's probably right. Certain guys have a little bit more runway to sit out. Well, this is all just sort of like baked in optimism that these guys are not that badly, you know, banged up already. And this is just sort of how it is now where they sit out. We'll talk to Sal later and maybe he knows different.
Well, I'll tell you this, like if we're talking about, I'll use the example of Kelsey, right? But he's not as old as he is. Say he's like, you know, 5 years ago, Kelsey, right? But he's already someone who is wrecking you when you play them, and he's had knee problems, all right? This is not something that happened in real life, okay? But he's had knee problems. He missed part of last season with knee problems, and it's 4 or 5 practices in the training camp, and we're hearing about he's missing time with soreness in his knees, which cost him 3 or 4 games the season before. As a Bills fan, I'm paying attention to that. Like, that's why Kincaid gets your attention, because it doesn't have to mean that it's a return of a problem that was a big deal for this player and the team last year, but it's not a sign you want to see. It's just not. You'd rather not have any soreness. He's good. He's taking his normal rep load, and everything's going great. He's bulked up a little, and he's determined to put last year behind him or whatever. This just sort of rings the bell, like, oh, yeah, that was a problem. I'm not saying I'd be like rooting for that if it were Travis Kelce, but it would get my attention if an important player on a rival team, like, oh, that could be a problem all year. You never know. Starting already, that's what you're at the very top of concerns. That's what I would be concerned about with a guy like Kincaid.
He's on his own tier for me on this list for like relevance, probable relevance, I guess I'll call it. Samuel, I don't know. Elijah Moore, I don't know. Bernard, these guys, I mean, maybe they're just sort of what we're describing. Kincaid might be the same thing, but a week ago, before it started, like, all right, so is he good? And, you know, he was at minicamp, and coming out of last year, he was the story was that he was injured a lot early in the season, middle of the season, maybe something else later, and, okay, well, he needs to get stronger. He was the number one player on the team for what does he actually look like when he showed up at camp. And we didn't make it to Monday before there was some level of setback with him. So, again, like even that word seems a little much at this point, but who knows. So, yeah, like that's kind of a big one to watch. Again, Sal will be on later. One of your favorites over the years, Courtland Sutton in Denver, got a 4-year, up to $92 million contract extension today. You've liked this player over the years. You've talked about him.
Sure I have, yes.
You've talked about him.
I think I needed one day a random receiver to yell about because we were talking about fantasy or something. I don't even know. But
What's going on with Courtland Sutton?
I like this player. I mean, he's not on the very top tier, but I think he's a nice... He's passable as a team's number one wide receiver.
Barely.
I would say. Okay.
I think.
I'm not putting any quiet. He's passable. If he's barely passable, that's still passable. That's a passing grade. What I think is most interesting about him in that contract news is that he's going to turn 30 in October.
Right.
And there's all this hubbub about McLaurin being, I think he might be a few months older. I think he's already 30, going to turn 31 during the season or at the end, whatever. It's close enough. A 4-year commitment for someone to turn 30 before the season is half over.
He's a month older.
Okay,
McLaurin. They both turn 30 into the season.
All right, thank you. That could get your attention if you're Washington or McLaurin or a McLaurin fan or a Washington fan, I suppose. All of the above.
I wonder if the Sutton news is one of these moments where Brandon Bean is, you know, sort of putting his chest out a little bit. Because even McLaurin, too. Like, I was thinking about the Diggs trade the other day, and how the Bills did that. And I was wondering, like, whether or not I should have been shocked by it. Were you shocked by the Diggs trade when it happened? I was.
Yes, I was. I did not think a team in a contending position like they were would want to have that amount of money on their cap for a player who wasn't here.
I think, looking back on that, I shouldn't have been shocked. Maybe that's a little harsh, but I don't think it should have been shocking that they did that. Because he was getting older, and these players are not untradeable. I mean, we've seen guys that we think quarterbacks, you know, we've seen guys that we think can't be traded because of the dead cap numbers and the other things. Still, Russell Wilson, right, at his turn when he went to Denver, get moved. So it shouldn't have been seen as impossible. And we did talk about, and not everybody wanted to talk about this either, but sort of the bad signs with him on the field, his, you know, gestures, and really most importantly, production. Like, the production just was not there. They lose the game at home to the Chiefs, and Allen goes 6 for 9 on that drive, 6 for 6 to everybody else, 0 for 3 to Diggs, and that's how the season ends. Like, it probably should not have been that incredible.
I mean, this, we probably have talked about this at length, but like, I wonder how much the return, I mean, the return mattered, but like, were they, did that make it happen? You know, like, if they were determined to just dump the player, then you're going to dump the player and you're going to just do the best you can. And it turns out the best they could do was a second round pick, which I think is really good in that marketplace.
The future second round
pick. Right. But if you're like talking to teams, you're talking to Houston, and all they want to give you is a fourth or a fifth or something, more sort of standard receiver trade type fare, I wonder if they make, if they do the deal. Like, was it, we're exiling this guy no matter what? Or, I mean, a second round pick in this marketplace, that's good. I think I got to do this. You know, like, I
think I know.
I'm sure there was some part of, look, we want to get him out of here, but I also think a second round pick could be pretty enticing to make you pull the trigger as opposed to a fourth or a fifth where you might go,
And again, the second round pick's a year out,
right,
when they do that. So it's not as good as like in this draft. I think I know. I think they wanted to be done with him.
Yeah. I think that's probably right.
You know, go get the best deal you can get. Call everybody, however you do it. Don't tell anybody, but we're looking to make this move. What's he worth to you? And they get the future second, which is the best they can do. And I feel like because of your logic, our logic about that, why would you do it? For a, you know, for not getting a player back that can help you win, and they never flipped the pick into that either.
No,
but how do they look basically for doing that?
I mean, it's 1 year in, and they look
fine.
It's even better than fine. They had a historic year offensively,
right? Right.
So, you know, Bean can, I think, puff his chest out. Now they got to go do it again without that guy. And we'll see if that guy, if that guy's here and emerges and it like becomes a thing where like, oh, this developing situation, the Bills have got a new number one wideout, or if we just go through the year with Shakir having 70 catches and then six other guys having 30.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's kind of what last year was.
The point is about Sutton. Like, I don't know. It doesn't really matter whether we think about whether we were shocked by the Diggs trade or not, but it was, I mean, it was a calculated, controversial decision that they made to get rid of him. And so far, this is why he was so defensive about it at the draft. Like, what am I missing? This is kind of Bean, right? Like, what am I missing? We had a great year. We scored like crazy. And what is this now? I don't have good enough receivers. Plus, I added Joshua Palmer. I think if Bean is really of that mind, this is sort of shaped by my opinion of Sutton. He's okay. This is what he's telling you. Of course, I'm not quoting him, but I bet he's thrilled to not be boxed into a decision like that and to not have to be Washington right now where he's boxed in. They're boxed in on McLaurin. What are they going to do? I mean, like you laid it out. He'll be 30 also. He's like James Cook coming off this big touchdown year. He's good, but he's not Jamar Chase. I mean, he's not one of these guys.
Right.
We talk about you and I, WGR, most fans. We talk about most people around the league, that wide receiver is just huge, and that's not wrong. But you also don't want to pay somebody that isn't great like he's great. And I think that's this, and I think that's probably Washington. I mean, obviously, NFL teams can get away with that because there are so many other position groups and other ways to, you know, get through it when it comes to the salary cap. I don't know. We hear from people who – we hear from Bean himself, who, like, sort of take his side and think the wide receiver stuff is all just a lot. But he does have scoreboard on this. Unless you want to make it about the playoffs, and that we've done that, we can do that. I feel like he's probably really, you know, he was never going to end up having to decide on how much to pay Cortland Sutton. It was never his player. But relieved that he doesn't have this right now. And we talk about Cook and running back all the time for the next deal. And will he even? You've thought no. I've thought yes. That will he give Cook a next contract? Would he even do it at all? Something that Cook would agree to. Hasn't happened yet. So running back is like, well, he's shown that he won't do that. What has he shown at receiver? He traded for Diggs. He signed Diggs. They reworked that deal one or two times.
And they paid him a market rate contract for a few years there.
That's right.
Top of the market.
Would you feel like he's done doing that, or would it just depend on the player?
I think it's just going to depend on the player. I mean, sort of like, see, this is where I think receiver and running back are different. And, you know, I'm not as sure that he just won't pay a running back simply because Cook is the first real test case. Like, there was no necessity, you know, the level of importance to any of the other running backs that have been here before Cook emerged didn't necessitate a contract extension. So there was never really a decision to be made. And, you know, that's fine. The decision kind of makes itself, and you've got a ready-made replacement. That's a part of the decision-making, and that might, you know, Davis might be a clue in that they got him when they did, and they're at least covered to some extent if Cook were to, A, you know, get upset and not show up, which obviously has not happened, or just leave after the year. They've got a guy already in-house. But say Coleman, right, Coleman's going into year two. Guess what? He's not a first-round pick. He's the first pick. You know, he's early second-round pick, but he's not the first pick, not a first-round pick, so he doesn't have that fifth-year option. So he goes through this year. Let's say he really steps up and catches 70 balls and 8 touchdowns or something. He has, like, a really good year. Guess what? Year three is coming, and then it's time to already make a decision. That's where Shakir was this offseason, and then what do you do? Has another year like that, maybe even another step forward, right? Becomes someone who looks like he could be your leading receiver, or maybe even is your leading receiver when you put it all. Maybe doesn't have the more receptions than Shakir, but yards per attempt, yards per target, touchdowns, whatever. He's the guy. I think you absolutely will pay him when it's time. But I think running back is still different. I think that's isn't that really the question that I think Jeremy was setting up when Bean came on? I think, like, the last thing he said to Sal was, I'm curious about whether or not the Bills and Brandon Bean prioritize receiver like the rest of the league does.
Right.
Or something to that effect. I think he will. The Diggs thing, you know, the first part of that, not the divesting yourself of him, but getting him, paying him, keeping him, I think tells you that. But now that Allen is made, I still think you would pay a guy like Coleman. If he bursts out, then you're going to want to keep him around, I think.
Yeah, a lot rides on him. And Kincaid, too. You know, the two early draft picks. First pick the Bills made the previous 2 years, of course. This year they went defense. 803-0550 to join us. Lots to talk about with the Bills as they're into their second week of camp. Several players are injured. Again, Sal Capaccio will join us later to break some of that down. Do they have, you know, this is a different question mostly, but do they have the offense they want? Some of it is out of necessity. You can't just go add anybody you want. But Kincaid being out, Moore and Samuel also being out, at least for one day, bring this to mind. Connor Rogers also will join us at 4, talk some Jets, also with the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, NBC Sports, SNY, Connor Rogers, and he knows Bulldog really well. They chat, they text a lot about movies and music and bars. Is that close? It's kind
of
right.
We have texted about all of those things. It's not a frequent thing that happens, but I was in touch with him last week because this movie premiere I went to was by a friend of
his. You and your fantasy analysts.
Yep. Yep. Well,
of course you would
my
be texting
phone,
with
my
him.
My phone overflows with fantasy analysts.
Yes. Is round 9 too early to draft Cam Scataboo? Many are asking.
Connor says no.
I think it's no. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'd love to hear from you. Talk about camp and how things are going for the Bills, what the season will look like when we get there. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think the biggest thing is when we go through our season and we look back at the season, we don't just focus on the good or only focus on the bad, because I think then you lose sight of the big picture. There were some times where some really good plays happened that the scheme might have been terrible and, you know, we just have a freak quarterback, or there might have been some plays that might not have went well and the execution wasn't good enough. But if I got in that situation again, would I call the same play? And so really just take an opportunity to just kind of dive in and just kind of look at everything in a whole. And one thing I can tell you, we obviously have to get better.
Joe Brady on WGR this morning. I can't ever do anything with his quotes. It's very Derek Jeter to me. Everything is kind of exactly what you would write for him, which I guess means he's doing it well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's a head coach in waiting.
I don't know. I've never spoken with him.
He's ready to do more media. He's got it down, I think.
Like, he starts down the road of maybe you have a play that's a bad call, but the quarterback is amazing. Or, well, no, that couldn't be it. Maybe there's a great call and the quarterback blows it. He starts down that logical progression there. It's like, I don't want to say that.
I don't want to say that. I don't need my name on that.
It could never be anybody else's fault but mine. Let me just have you know. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Connor Rogers, Sal Capaccio today. Tampa hit 100 degrees yesterday.
Saw that.
I didn't know that Tampa had never hit 100 until today. But that was true, meaning that Buffalo, I believe I read from Patrick Hammer, is the only mid-major city.
100,000 population or more.
That has never had a recorded temperature of 100 degrees in the
mainland.
Lower 48, right? Not
Hawaii or Alaska.
There's Honolulu and there's maybe Anchorage, but
we saw the same thing, yes.
Yes, but Tampa was on this list until yesterday. And Bulldog, if you don't know, you know he's a gambler. He did. You might not know that he had a bet recently on whether Buffalo would hit 100. And you lost that bet.
I did.
And you're not willing to make it again. You're not.
No.
You're not game for another kick at that.
No, no, this is not like the Tage Thompson hat trick bet where you just keep going at it until.
Doesn't pay well enough.
It's just not. Yeah, the odds aren't going to be. Yeah. So, I'm not. And I also, I rushed it a few years ago. Like, you know, it. I don't know if on average it's getting warmer, but it's notable that Buffalo's now the only city that meets that criteria that hasn't had a 100-degree day, and now might be a good time to make a 100-degree bet.
Oh, like might be the best time.
By September of 27, we're going to get 100
degrees. Oh, well, who's taking that action?
I don't know. That's kind of what it was the last time. It was like a year and a half or two, like almost 2 years of runway that I got, and by whatever, you know, September of 23, maybe, it was over. Like, I did not win the bet. We didn't get there.
You and Joe.
Me and Joe. Sneaky Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Joe, he knows what, that guy knows what he's doing.
Sneaky Joe.
So that means Rochester has had 100?
I don't know. I guess.
Rochester would be big enough where they don't have the water.
Right.
The water is keeping us cool. Can't you tell? Have you been outside today? Isn't it so cool? The water is saving us. From just the hottest of hot. Speaking of hot, the Blue Jays, Bulldog. They finally lost
one. They did lose one yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they got whooped. The air came out of the balloon yesterday. But they have the best record in baseball, even with their loss yesterday. There are six or seven other teams that are like right within a couple of games.
Right.
But come on. That's pretty good.
I did not see that coming when the
I didn't either.
Then it sort of felt like the this idea of that team, their window was already, you know, they of course committed to Guerrero, but Bichette and who's the other hot shot? Biggio, right? He's long gone. Okay. But they had this group that they were ready to go take the league by storm, and it really didn't happen. It's kind of happening now.
Alek Manoah, who looked like he might be an ace, and then he just kind of fell apart. He's not there. Santander, their big free agent signing. He's not there, injured. Dalton Varsho, nice young player that they got in a trade. He's not there. It wasn't supposed to, I think, be this.
Right.
But and Guerrero, remember, like that was not going to happen.
That's right.
The contract was not going
to
happen.
Once they got to spring training or opening day or whatever it was like, we're done. We've reached a finish line, and he had said that that was the case, but the team enticed him, and they got there.
Bichette was coming off a bad year, and his quality was in question coming into this year, but he had some big hits in Detroit.
Has Springer been healthy? That probably helps Springer, a lot. Because since he got there, I feel like he's almost always been in and out of the lineup.
He's been great.
Yeah.
Like he has been a huge part of their hot streak here. So they got to 6.5, and Judge is hurt for the Yankees. So they got to 6.5 up on the Yankees. They lost a game then, though, yesterday, losing to Detroit, and the Yankees beat Philadelphia. So it's 5.5. The Jays they have the Orioles. I'm not sure where the game is, but they have the Orioles for a series coming up here. And I think the Yankees have Tampa. So that's very cool. Back to Tampa, full circle, 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, I see. That series is in Baltimore. Jays at Baltimore tonight.
6:30 something tonight.
Yep.
Game one.
Yep.
The news around the NFL. So we've talked about the Bills here already, and will again. A pretty long list of guys who are sitting out practice. Hard to know how severe any or all these injuries are. Maybe most are just not a big deal. I think one injury right now in the league that is a big deal is Joe Mixon in Houston.
I heard walking boot.
Yeah, maybe. It went from the kind of injury like some of these that teams have. Christian McCaffrey last year actually was another one where it's like, not a big deal.
Just being safe, right?
Just playing. That's right. Just playing it safe. And then the reports over the weekend on Mixon were, we're going to revisit this come the regular season.
I didn't read a lot of details, but was the word chronic used? I wonder if it's just chronic problems with something or other. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be putting that on this. I don't know if that's included, but that's always alarming when that you get down into that territory. It's yikes.
Well, you know when like you ever go water skiing? And you get on the skis and you sort of like, you get the rope and you're just kind of ready to go. And then you yell, hit it. And the boat just, the Mixon injury just was the driver of the boat throttling things up. But that's what happened with this one. It was just like sort of calm and maybe nothing. And then, all right. Mm. So now we're looking at maybe lost time for Joe Mixon, a player you've enjoyed for many years. Another of your favorites, Matthew Stafford, is interesting right now.
I do like Matthew Stafford for real. I don't have
care about Joe Mixon.
I've never one time felt anything about Joe Mixon. I've also never water skied. And I think that probably is that's going to be safely. No, I don't. I do not envision a scenario where I go, let me try that now. When I'm at like my least peak physical, but
you're not at your least peak physical.
I'm not ready to try something that requires balance and athleticism that I've never tried before.
I'll just get on the tube then.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's doable.
I think I'll be driving a boat this weekend.
Anyone can do that. Well, good luck with that.
I'm going to need it.
I hope to drive a boat at some point this summer. We've got a boat that's in the water that I've not been on yet. So I don't know. And the weekends are already getting, they're already spoken for. It's just already, we're almost through July. What am I doing here? let's get on the boat.
But, right. It's almost August.
Opportunities have been scarce. So
Friday is August. Mixon, so Houston has Nick Chubb and the rookie Woody Marks, who went as Woody for Halloween 7 years in a row.
Right.
That's why he goes by the nickname. His name is Jaquavion, but he goes by Woody because he loves Woody, or at least did, from Toy Story. Matthew Stafford isn't right.
His back is bothering him?
And he's old.
Yeah. That's what happens to... He probably is not going to – I don't know if he's ever water skied, but now probably isn't a time for him to take up water skiing.
Now would be – today would not be the day.
No, don't do that, Matthew Stafford.
That's right. So that's kind of one to watch.
Yeah.
A lot of other injuries like the Bills have, which could be something or they could be nothing, but, you got to do the thing with the cart where you got to be careful about reading too much into when the cart is used, like Justin Fields. Justin Fields is already back.
Right. And we had a little bit of that at camp yesterday with the Bills, right? Shavers right at the end of practice, mm-hmm. had to be carted off, and it was worrisome. It was, an apparent leg injury, but it turns out ankle sprain. So it's not as bad as it looked, even though the cart actually carted him off, like official carted off, not riding in the seat.
Do they ever bring you back? Players come back.
Right.
Do they get the ride back?
I think if guys go all the way to the locker room during practice and then there's enough time left in practice, I think they would get a ride because that's a long walk.
Underneath those bleachers all the way back to where the Fisher gym is, past the other field.
Right.
Toward the up the stairs to the dorms and the cafeteria.
I don't know. I mean, I can't say I remember a specific example of a guy being carted back out to practice, but I'll bet it's happened.
You have to call for it?
Like an Uber?
Like, is there a cart that's just waiting for anybody who's ready to get back out there? I don't know. Did you see Jermaine Burton practice today for Cincinnati?
I didn't see today, but I've seen highlights of him already here just early in camp. I feel like I don't want to say every time he makes a play, but like he's been a bit of a curiosity, a lot of talent, but a kind of a head case. So I feel like people who cover the Bengals, if he does something, they want you to know it.
Yep, I think so. He has a towel. Guys wear a towel in the front of their pants,
mm-hmm.
or even in the back. There's a highlight of Jermaine Burton running a route in the end zone for Cincinnati, and it looks like he has a beach towel hanging out of the back of his pants. Like, it's huge. It looks like a full-on beach towel. In the back.
Yeah, what is going on there?
I don't know why you need that.
I mean, I could appreciate if you wanted to wear that like a cape, maybe, but hanging off the back of your pants. Put it, I don't really know.
Tuck it in underneath your collar of your jersey.
Put it around your, tie it around your neck. Get some drawstrings, whatever. Like
it's the biggest towel I've ever seen a player use in practice or a game. Like, why would you have a full size towel?
All this frequency of highlights of his I've seen. I've not seen one with this towel.
You got to find
about.
It.
Yeah,
you got to find it. And one more. Was the Falcons running back clarifying how his name is pronounced?
Which Falcons running back?
Their number one guy.
Okay. Bijan?
Bijan.
Bijan Robinson.
It's not Bijan.
Right.
He wanted you to know.
Okay.
He's like, I know a lot of people.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Say that, but it's Bijan.
I accept that.
you're gonna run with that.
I don't think it'll be hard for me to make the adjustment.
Bijan.
I've said his name like three times in my life.
You've never seen him play either.
No.
Right?
No. That'll change this year.
Week six. It'll change in week six.
Right. I have probably seen him. I just haven't really paid much attention.
Yeah, like he is. He's running back one in fantasy drafts. People like Barkley, some people like Gibbs, even McCaffrey or even Genty. But Robinson's usually like running back two at the latest. And I don't know. I mean,
has he been great so far?
Well, he's been very good, if not great. And last year, he finally got fed. Like they got rid of Arthur Smith and Robinson, I mean, what did he have? 365 touches, 1,887 scrimmage yards. They were not like a relevant team.
But that's a pretty great year, yeah.
That's a big year.
Yeah.
Barkley got all the headlines, 2,000 yards, Super Bowl winner.
Is it like what?
And then Henry.
I'm going to just guess. I haven't looked at his stats. 400 of that receiving and the rest is rushing.
Yeah.
How many touchdowns?
14.
Okay. Yeah, that's
running back one.
That's a massive year, yeah. That's a great year.
He's 23.
All right.
So you could buy that as a first overall pick or first running back picked in fantasy?
Sure.
For some reason, it's a little hard for me because it's the Falcons. I do it.
Yeah.
I know that that's a dumb reason, so I still do it, but
I think
it's a little bit your thing. Like you don't watch the player.
Yeah. I think maybe they're going to be real good.
Well, I think that could happen. They did make a terrible trade in the draft for a second edge rusher. Mm-hmm. They traded next year's one and more to get the Rams pick, and then added, like, they drafted two
edge guys. Right.
Edge guys. That worked out for Houston. Houston trading for Will Anderson looked like a terrible trade, but he was defensive rookie of the year.
Their pair of edge guys are one of the best things about that team. Now that the receiver core has sort of taken the hits it's taken,
mm-hmm.
right? They're not as shiny on that side at that position as they were even at this time last year. They were kind of the talk of the league with Diggs and Collins and Tank Dell. And now Dell's hurt and Diggs is gone and Collins is still there and he's the best of the bunch, but there's not the depth anymore. So I get to their pass rushers and think like that's the strength of their team. Atlanta could be, I mean, they're both rookies, so we'll see. But, you know, I'm pretty bullish on them. I like Penix a lot.
Atlanta and Tampa in week one. You will not be watching that game, though, because it's the Falcons.
Eh.
But we'll be watching Steelers-Jets. Be careful what you wish for here, as excited as you might be for week one in the NFL,
yeah.
Because that's an interesting game. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Miami, Indianapolis. These are all Raiders, Patriots. These are 4 1:00 AFC games in week one. There's a pretty good chance that they're all terrible.
Yep. And that one of those four is going to be the game we're fed at 1 o'clock.
Definitely. Right? Probably the Steeler game, I would think. Steelers, Jets with Rodgers, I would think would be.
Yep.
I'm guessing that would be Nance and Romo.
I would guess that too.
It could be really bad.
You're looking at week one. I'm not, but I would guess. Is there who's got? Do they have a national late game?
No.
Okay. Then they're in New York for Aaron Rodgers.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. It's coming. Connor Rogers also coming up just after 4 today. Sal Capaccio will join us as well. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.